Okay, today's daf is Yumadav Zayin. Today's shir is sponsored by Daniel and Etty Hirschberg, or Daniel Hirschberg, in honor of his 15th wedding, he and Etty's 15th wedding anniversary. So I wish them mazel tov on the 15th wedding anniversary, and they should have many, many more years, and thank them very much for the sponsorship. We are holding on daf Vav Amid Beis. We are at Itmar, so we didn't get quite to the end of daf Vav Amid Beis, but we just started the sugya of Tumah Hutra or Dechuya B'tzibur, and that's essentially what the entire daf today is about. This concept, this machlokas, when we allow tumah to when we allow a karban to be done, the tzibur, even though there is tumah, even though either the karban is tame, the people are tame, the kohanim are tame, is that a din of hutra or is that a din of dechuya? Is it 100% heter or is it that we allow it begrudgingly, and therefore if there's any way out, we still look for any way out. We still look for a tahor way to do it. So on the Amud Aleph of today's daf, the entire Amud Aleph is proofs one way or the other. We're going to have five rayas, whether Tumas Hutra or Tumas Dechuya B'tzibur. Through the rejection of each of those rayas, we're going to see many rules that emerge about Tumah Hutra and Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur. On Amud Beis, since the last of the rayos relates to the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, and whether the tzitz is, and under what circumstances the tzitz is meratzeh, so on Amud Beis, we're going to focus on the Machlokas Tanoim, whether the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol is only meratzeh when it's Odo al Mitzchah Shel Kohen Gadol, when the Kohen Gadol is actually wearing it, or even Ein Odo al Mitzchah Shel Kohen Gadol, even if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it, maybe it would still be meratzeh. And at the bottom of Amud Beis, we're going to show where each shita in Tanaim derives their opinion from Psukim, and we're going to compare this to the din of Tefillin, that one is not allowed to be Masiach Das from Tefillin. We're going to compare the tzitz to Tefillin. So that is the basic outline of the daf. So again, the entire topic is Tumah Hutra or Dechuya, which leads us into a discussion of the tzitz and whether it's Meratzah or not. Didn't get a chance yesterday as we began the sugya of Tumah Hutra or Dechuya. The way we began the sugya is by saying, well, wait a second, we're mafresh the Kohen Gadol Mibeso, because we're very worried about Tumas Nida, that maybe he was a Bo'al Nida and he needs 7 days in order to become Tahar. But why don't we keep anybody and everybody away from him for the entire week, because after all, shouldn't we be worried about Tumas Meis, that someone might die right next to him and then he'll become Tameh to a Meis? So that's where the Gemara had answered that two possibilities, either because Tumas Meis is Hutra B'tzibur, and that's what leads us into our whole discussion, or Tumas Meis is not Shchiach, so we're not going to make such a gzeira to keep all people away from him because of a concern of Tumas Meis. But that first answer, that Tumas is what leads us into this entire discussion. So a little bit of introduction about Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, about this entire sugya of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. By all Karbonos Tzibur that have a Zman Kavua, the even Kohanim or Tameh are allowed to bring the Karbon, and even if the Karbon is Tameh, it's allowed to be brought. Where do we learn this from? So Rashi on the top of Dav Zayin Amud Aleph is going to point out, this is learned from a Pasuk that it says by Pesach Sheni. The Pasuk says, Ish, ki yihi atame lenefesh, that then he brings a Pesach Sheni. If you have an individual man who is tame lenefesh, he doesn't bring Pesach Rishon and brings Pesach Sheni. So the drasha that Chazal made from this, in Pesachim and Daf Samuch Vav and Beis and Chul and Daf Chavtes, the drasha that they make from this is that yes, an ish is nidchel Pesach Sheni, but a tzibur is not nidchel Pesach Sheni. The tzibur, if the tzibur is tame, they could even bring Karban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, because tumah is hutra b'tzibur. So that's by Karban Pesach, and we learn from Gzer Shava that tamid, Karban Tamid is also docha tumah, because both by Karban Tamid and by Karban Pesach it says b'mo'ado. So we see tumah hutra b'tzibur by Karban Pesach, by Karban Tamid. So by Karban Tzibur we see that tumah hutra b'tzibur. So there are others that darshan tumah hutra b'tzibur from the fact that it says by Karban Pesach v'yasu b'nei Yisrael asa Pesach b'mo'ado. So we darshan afilu b'tumah, that you do the Karban Pesach on time even if it's b'tumah, and you have a similar pasuk by Karban Tamid, tishmeru la'hakriv li b'mo'ado, and we darshin v'afilu b'tumah, that you do it even b'tumah. And the third possible drasha is the pasuk says v'yishchu min amachne kol tzruah v'kol zav v'kol tamei l'nefesh. It could have just said that a tamei l'nefesh is mishtalech, and I would know it with a kal v'chomer that a zav mitzorayim are also mishtalechim. So it must be that there is some point in time or some way that zav and mitzorayim are sent away, but tamei mesim are not sent away. So when is that? When do we keep tamei mesim around, but we send a zav and a mitzvah away, that's a Pesach haba b'tumah. So according to that last limud, it's clear that this din of tumah hutra b'tzibur only applies to Timei Mesim. It's inherent in the drasha that it only applies to Timei Mesim, doesn't apply to other types of Tumah. The Rashi writes that the same is true according to all the different opinions of what the drasha is, that the idea of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur is only by Timei Mesim. Because it's only by Timei Mesim that the Torah spells out the Heter. It doesn't say it anywhere else by any of the other forms of Tumah. Our sugya is going to be about that heter, this idea that when the kohanim are tame, or when the carbon is tame, that if it's carbon seabor, it's still allowed. Is that begeder hutra, or is it begeder dechuya? If it's begeder hutra, you don't even need to look for a way to do it bitara. If it's begeder dechuya, if it's dechuya b'tzibur, then you would need to look for a way to do it bitara. It's going to emerge in our gemara that even if you hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, that's only by a carbon that's not meant to be eaten, but a carbon that's only la'achila, everyone's going to hold that you should do a bitara, because even though tumah hutra b'tzibur, tumah is hutra for the avodas ha-carbon b'tzibur, but it's not matir an achila b'tumah. We always want the achila to be able to be done in the carbon as well, if there is a chelik of the carbon that's supposed to be eaten. The only exception to that rule is carbon pesach. Carbon pesach is ikara la'achila, and we still say tumah hutra b'tzibur. That if you hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, you hold it applies to carbon pesach, and carbon pesach is primarily for the sake of achila. Now, once we have this discussion about tumah, whether it's hutra or dechuya, so you have similar discussions about other areas of halacha. By Shabbos, do we learn from the same drasha b'mo'ado? Karbanos tzibur, we learn our mutter to be brought on Shabbos. I mean, l'chora, it's a malacha to shecht the carbon on Shabbos. Why do we do shechita on Shabbos? Why are we allowed to shecht two carbon tamid and carbon musaf every single Shabbos? Because carbon tzibur is docha Shabbos. So that halacha also, yesh ladim, is that begeder dechuya, or is that begeder hutra? So that's not stam a discussion in the Rishon and Achron. The Gemara later on in Daf Memvav has that discussion. The fact that Shabbos is waived in that tumah, I'm sorry, that Shabbos is waived for the sake of a carbon seabor, is that hutra or is that duchuya? Do we say that the Gemara over there is done by chalav menemurim of a carbon that was brought in erev Shabbos? Are you allowed to be maktir them on Shabbos? Are you allowed to burn those parts on the mizbeach on Shabbos? Or a carbon that was babitara and then became Tame, if the Hector Chalav Meimurim is Docha the Tumma. So Rav Chis over there holds that by Shabbos, that Shabbos Nidche Hector Chalav Meimurim, but not Betumma, and Rava holds that Tumma is Nidches and not Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, Maishna Shabbos, Maishna Tumma, they're both learned from the same Drasha. So the Gemara says, Shabbos Hutri Hibetzibur, as opposed to Tumma, Tumma is only Duchuya Hibetzibur. So apparently, there is some chilik between Shabbos and Tumah on some level, that even if you're going to hold that Tumah is only Dechuya, Shabbos, for whatever reason, is Hutra. So the many Rishonim Paskal in the Halacha that Shabbos is also Dechuya, that even Shabbos is Dechuya. But that also leads into a discussion of Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. We know that when a Chola is dangerously ill, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for a Chola. Is that Hutra, or is that Dechuya? So the Rashba writes that it's only Dechuya. That's how the Rambam writes as well. Pikuach nefesh is dechuya on Shabbos, because the Kesem Mishnah explains, because the halacha tuma is dechuya b'tzibur, so everything starts there. The whole sugya of hutra dechuya starts here by tuma b'tzibur. So if we're going to pass that tuma is dechuya b'tzibur, so pikuach nefesh is also dechuya rather than hutra. The Meram Rutenberg disagrees. He thinks that Shabbos is hutar by echola by pikuach nefesh. It's as if you're doing it on a weekday. It's completely hutra. The Rav Yosef Engel explains in Asfanda Araisa Simin Yud that Shabbos is an Isser Gavra. So if it's Mutter, he's not doing any sort of Isser at all. As opposed to Isser Chefza, that even if you're allowed to eat them b'pikuach nefesh, the Chefza itself remains b'isuro. So let's say when you're eating Nevelis and Trefas for pikuach nefesh, so that you're going to say is Duchuya, because you can't say that the Nevel is not Nevela, the Trefa is not a Trefa. But Shabbos is a din in the Gavra, so the Gavra has a mitzvah of pikuach nefesh. It's not a din in the Chefza, there's nothing inherent about a chefza, it's a din of the gavra. So if he has a mitzvah to save a life, so then it's 100% it's 100% hutra. Okay, so let's see the Gemara inside. So it says the Gemara now itman tumas ames, about 8 lines before the end of the page on Davavim Beis. Tumas ames, Rav Nachman Amar putrahi b'tzibur. Rav Nachman says it's hutar b'tzibur, it's completely mutar. Rav Sheshe samar d'chuyahi b'tzibur. Rav Sheshe says, no, it's not hutra, it's d'chuyah. Let's say within that family of Kohanim that are working in the Beis HaMikdash that day, some of the Kohanim are Tameh and some are Tahar. So then, Kuliyam lo pligi to Tahar and Avdi Tameh and lo Avdi. I mean, what the Gemara is saying is, even if you hold Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, if it's really easy, it's really easy to avoid, it's very, very convenient, and you could just, it doesn't even bother us at all to be able to have it done B'tara, so then we should for sure do a B'tara. Why would you take the Kohanim that are Tameh to do the Avodah? Let the Kohanim that Tahar do the Avodah. So everyone would agree that Tamein should not do anything. Keep, this is the first lashon. We're going to have a second lashon that disagrees. Keep pligi la aduri la suye taharin bi beis avachrina. The whole machlokas is, do we have to go out of our way to bring Kohanim Tahorim from a different Beis Av? Meaning, let's say there are Kohanim Tahorim available, but they're not in this Beis Av that's working the Beis HaMikdash today. So if you hold Rav Nachman, Amar Heter HiBetzibur V'lo Madrinan, Rav Nachman says, well, Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, why should we bother Kohanim who aren't working today to have to come to work? Let the Kohanim who are here, even though they're Tameh, let them do the Avodah. Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, there's no need to go out of our way at all. Rav Sheshe Samar Tumas Duchuya B'tzibur U'madrinan. Rav Sheshe says, no, Tumas only Duchuya B'tzibur, and therefore we would look outside of the Beis Av in order to find someone who could do it B'tahara, because that's always the ideal, and we always look, if at all possible, to be able to do it B'tahara. So we would look outside of that Beis Av. From Rashi, it sounds like only in that same Mishmar you'd bring another Kohen from another Beis Av, if Tumah is Dechuyah B'Tzibur. But from a different Mishmar, you wouldn't bring another Kohen, even if Tumah is Dechuyah B'Tzibur. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Parak Dalit, Halach Yudalit, says if the entire Anshei HaMishmar Tameh, then you bring a Kohen Tahar even from another Mishmar, even though there's a mitzvah to be Mechalik the Mishmaros, so that's not going to be Docha Tumah. I mean, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about, granted, Tumah is only Dechuyah, begrudgingly we allow Tumah, but what if it requires compromising another halacha? The idea that there are chafdal and mishmaros kahuna, and that each mishmar gets a chance, that's a mitzvah in the Torah, that each mishmar should get a chance. So are we willing to sacrifice the din of the mishmar in order to see to it that the korban tzibur be done b'tahara? So that seems to be the machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, where Rashi would say, no, we're not going to sacrifice any din. Tumas duchuya b'tzibur, and the definition of duchuya, the definition of begrudgingly, is if we have to sacrifice another mitzvah, then we're in a b'di'evit situation. Then we, Tumah Duchuyah is like a b'di'evit. The b'di'evit, we were allowed Tumah. So that's a real b'di'evit, when you'd have to sacrifice another halacha, when you'd have to go outside the mishmar. Whereas the Rambam would say, no, Tumah is Duchuyah b'tzibur, and if there's any way, even if it involves sacrificing another area of halacha, but it's not going to passel the karban to sacrifice in that other area of halacha, like by going outside of the mishmar, then we would sooner go out of the mishmar than allow Tumah b'tzibur according to the shita that it's duchuya. That's all one version of the discussion. Ikad amri, others say as follows: Afilu echadika tarin tmein bahu beisav paligrav nachman v'amar avdinami b'tumah avdinami tmein. That even if you have other kohanim who are tahar in that same beisav, still Rav Nachman would say Tumah hutra b'tzibur means hutra, that it's absolutely mutter. You don't even have to think twice about it. You don't have to contemplate for a moment the possibility of bringing Kohanim Tahorim to do it. The kol tumas meis b'tzibur, rachman asharia. Any tumas meis we have b'tzibur, by definition, is 100% mutter. Does not require even thinking about it for a second to try to get another Kohen involved. So in the L'chora, that's the pashtus. When you say tumah hutra b'tzibur, it means that it's completely hutra. Why would we assume that just because there's a Kohen, another Kohen in the Beis Av who's tar, that you should have to bother that Kohen to do the Avodah? Pashtus is not that way, that you shouldn't have to bother that Kohen to do the Avodah. So this second day says there's no reason whatsoever to ask anybody else to do it. It's for sure hutra. In the Gvuras Ari, in explaining the first day, that whenever there are Tmein and Torah in the Beis Av, the first day said that even if you're Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, you would still look for Torah. So in the Gvuras Ari, Shag Sari Sefer, on Shas, he says that v'yol tumah hutra b'tzibur midin Torah, if there are tahorim in that Pesav, the Kohanim Temeim are allowed to do the avodah. Meaning midah raisa tumah hutra b'tzibur has to be like the second lashon. It has to be that it's 100% mutter, that there's no reason whatsoever to look for Kohanim tahorim if you even when you have Kohanim Temeim there. Let the Kohanim Temeim do it. The whole idea that if there are tahorim b'osav Pesav that you look for the tahorim must be a din midrabanan, because it's too, the second lashon has got to be the pashtos that tumah hutra b'tzibur is 100% heter. So it's got to be that the whole thing is only a din derabanan. The Ritva writes that even if they were zacha b'payis and they became tameh, they won the raffle and they became tameh to do the avoda and they became tameh, we're mevatel the payis and we give it to the kohanim tarim. That is the nature of this din derabanan, because even if tameh and kohanim are more chashuv, that we still are making some sort of effort to avoid the tumah. But again, the pashtus is like the second lashon, and that's why you have to say that's what the forces of Gvuras Ari into saying that if you hold like the first lashon, you have to say that it's a din d'rabbanan over here, that it's not a din d'oraisa. Good. So now the entire amud is going to bring rayas, whether tumas hutra or d'chuyu b'tzibur. We're going to have five rayas through the course of the amud. So number one, amrav sheshes mina aminila. What's my source that tumas d'chuyu b'tzibur? If sheshes is one that said d'chuya and not hutra. So number one, the tanya. We have a braisa. Hayomiru makriv minchas haomer. If a kohen is in the middle of being makriv, the minchas haomer, the korban omer that we bring on the second day of Pesach, v'nitmeis biyado, and the korban, not the kohen, but the korban becomes tamei while he's being makriv this minchas haomer. So he tells somebody, come bring another Karban Mincha in its place. He instructs them that they should come bring another Karban Mincha in its place. The im'ein sham elahi, omrin lo have pekech v'shtok. But if there is no other Karban Mincha to be brought, there is no other grain that they could bring as a Karban Mincha, nothing else is available, so he is instructed, the one who's bringing this Karban that just became Tamei, is instructed to be a wise person and to keep his mouth shut. Don't draw attention to the fact that the carbon is tamei. Just keep on going. Keep bringing the carbon. But katani mias omer mevina cheres tachteha. But we do see that if available, if it's possible, and there is the possibility of bringing another carbon mincha, then we are maybe another carbon mincha tachteha. Then we would do it in its place. Meaning this carbon that became tamei is only dechuya. It is not hutra. We're not willing. We're not happily willing to bring this carbon vituma. It's only dechuya. So you see this. This is a clear raya that tumah is dechuya b'tzibur, that it's not hutra b'tzibur. So says Gemara Amrav Nachman Ladina Hechadika Shirayim La'achila. Now, even if you hold tumah is hutra b'tzibur, when you're dealing with the carbon that gets eaten, that part of the carbon gets eaten, everyone would agree, even Rav Nachman, who normally holds Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, everyone would agree in that situation it's definitely Dechuya, that we would certainly prefer to bring a Betara, because the Tumah only allows for the Hakrava of the Karban, not for the Achila of the Karban, the Tumah B'tzibur. So we want to make sure that the Achila is going to be able to happen. And when it comes to a Karban Mincha like the Minchas HaOmer, yes, there is a Kmitza that's burnt on the Mizbeach, you take the three fingers full and you burn that on the Mizbeach, but all the flour that's left over after the kmitza is the shiari mincha. That's the shirayim of the karban. So that shirayim is nechal, and that gets eaten. So that we want to make sure remains tahar. So a couple of points over here. First of all, this din that if the karban mincha becomes tameh in the hands of the guy being makrovit, he tells another kohen to bring another mincha. So there is a machlokas tanaim in Maseches Menachos on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph about this din. Rebbe holds that even if the other wheat that you could potentially bring the Karban Mincha from has not yet been niktzar, it hasn't even been harvested, it's still attached to the ground, which would therefore mean that the Karban Mincha you're going to bring in its place will not have had Ktsiras HaOmer in its proper time. Ktsiras HaOmer has to be done the night before, so we would not have had the Ktsiras HaOmer in its proper time. Rebbe holds Afal Pikein, where even though you're going to be Mvatel the mitzvah of Ktsira L'Chadchila, still better to bring up a Tahara than to bring up a Tuma, even though you're going to lose out on the Ktsira. Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon over there disagrees. He holds that if there are no other Chitim that were already niktzar b'layla, you would not bring another minchas omer in his place, because he holds that any omer that's niktzar shalom kimitzvaso is puzzle. So you're not going to save yourself anything by bringing another minchas in his place. Adarabba, now at least you have a kosher carbon, it's tame, but at least it's kosher. You're going to go bring another grain that you have to harvest now. That's going to be puzzle. It's going to ruin the whole thing. How do we puzzle the halacha? So the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tumidim Musaf in Parag Zayin, Halacha Vav and Zayin, the Rambam paskins that Omer that's Niktzar Biyom is kosher, that if you do the Ksiris Omer Biyom, it's kosher. So you assume, okay, so that means the Rambam holds like Rebbe, that if you could do the Ksiris Omer done during the day is kosher, so even if you haven't yet been Niktzar, you haven't yet been Kotzer, so certainly you should go ahead and take new grain. Nevertheless, the Rambam paskins that Mitzvah's Ksiris Omer Belayla is Docha Shabbos. So it's a little bit strange that the Rambam says, as Ksiris Omer B'yom is Kasher, at the same time he holds Ksiris Omer is B'layla is Docha Shabbos, so he holds that there is some great value to Ksiris Omer B'layla. So the Minchas Chinuch points out from the Rambam, if Ksiris Omer B'layla is Docha Shabbos, it's also Docha Tuma, and you wouldn't bring from a carbon omer that's Niktzar B'layla. You wouldn't bring from a carbon omer that's Niktzar B'yom. You would only bring from a carbon omer that's Niktzar B'layla, because Ksiris Omer B'layla is that important. So that is a little bit odd that it turns out that the Rambam holds that Ksiris Omer is kosher b'yom, and yet he would say that Ksiris Omer b'layla that tuma is a greater concern than Ksiris Omer b'yom. So it turns out that the Rambam doesn't exactly line up. Now the raya was that mevina cheres tachteha, that we're willing to bring another carbon in its place. What was the whole machlokas about tuma hutra duchuya? So the original machlokas of Nachum Rav Sheshes was about when the kohen became tameh. It wasn't about when the carbon became tameh. But Rav Sheshes says, mina minila, what's my raya that I'm right? It's from a case where the carbon becomes tameh, where the carbon omer becomes tameh. So the Gvura Sari, the Shagasari in his Gvura Sari, points out that Rav Sheshes' raya l'chora only works against the second lashon of Rav Nachman. Keep in mind, Rav Nachman's first lashon was that if you have another kohen who's tahar in this Beis Av, good, let this other kohen do the avodah. Why should you let the tameh kohen do it? The second lashon, he says, nah, even if there's another kohen who's tar in the same Beis Av, it doesn't matter at all, let the tameh guy do it. So says Gvura Sari, the raya of Rav Sheshes is only a raya against Rav Nachman in the second lashon, that even when there are other kohanim in the Beis Av who are tahar, we still let the tameh people do the avodah, because over here you see that even if there's another korban that could be brought that's tahar, which is the equivalent of another kohen in the Beis Av, there's another korban that could be brought that's tahar. So you have to go bring that other korban that is tahar. But so we see against Rav Nachman the second lashon, but according to the first lashon of Rav Nachman would agree. Rav Nachman would say, yeah. When just like when there's another kohen who's tahar in the Beis Av, you have to have that guy do it. So too, when there's another carbon that could easily be brought, that star, you have to bring that carbon as opposed to the tamei carbon. So it would not be a raya against Rav Nachman at all, says the Gvura Sari, in the first lashon, only in the second lashon. Minchas Chinuch, however, says that the raya of Rav Sheshes is even against the first lashon of Rav Nachman, because to make a mincha chadasha, he thinks is more comparable to a kohen outside of the Beis Av. To make a brand new carbon mincha, there's a big tircha to make a carbon, to make a brand new carbon. You already have the whole carbon set. When we're talking about another coin in the Beis Av, that's nothing. The guy's right there. Let him just come and do the avodah. But even Minchas Chinuch thinks that it's more comparable to having a coin from another mishmar, that it's such a tircha, where Rav Nachman said you don't have to go out of your way to do that, and yet we see over here that we do have to go out of our way when it comes to the carbon that becomes tameh to go and find another carbon. Okay, second raya now, says the Gemara. One more thing. We said that if the guy is that whenever there's shirayim la'achila, whenever there's anything left over that has to get eaten, so then even if Yol Tuma normally is hutra b'tzibur, you would agree that it's only dechuya when there's a part of the carbon that has to get eaten. You would try to make sure that that's tar. So the Shara Melech raises the question in Hilchos Bias Mikdash Parak Dalet Halacha Yudalet, that previously we said that why the whole sugya started by talking about why we don't keep the Kohen Gadol away from people for the entire week. So one of the sugya started by saying, oh, we don't do that because Tumas Hutra B'tzibur. We don't really care so much if the Kohen Gadol becomes Tamei to Umeis, because anyway, Tumas Hutra B'tzibur. But now we're saying that, yeah, even if you have Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, that's only for Kabbalists that don't get eaten. So it would turn out that the Kohen Gadol, the only reason we don't care if the Kohen Gadol becomes Tamei is because none of the Kabbalists get eaten. If any of those Kabbalists that the Kohen Gadol brings in Yom Kippur get eaten, then we would care about the Kohen Gadol becoming Tamei. We wouldn't apply Tumas Hutra B'tzibur. So ask the Shara Melech, in the Kabbalists of Yom Kippurim, you have the Seer of the Musaf, which is eaten, and therefore l'chora, we should try to make sure that the Kohen Gadol doesn't become Tameh. So why aren't we gozer that he's not allowed to come in contact with any people for the entire week, lest somebody die? So he says, for that chashash alone, we would not have been mafresh the Kohen. Only if there's Tumah v'da'is, we wouldn't allow him to bring because of mitzvah sachila, when we know that there's Tumah. But a chashash that someone might die pumped at the moment that the Kohen Gadol happens to be talking to him, so that's a little far, that's a little much to be gozer that far. But okay, so now says Gemara second raya. Meisvei hayamakriv minchas parim ve'elim ukvasim. A Kohen is middle being makriv a par or an ayil or a keves. V'nit meis biyado, and it becomes tamei while he's bringing it. Omer muvina cheres tachteh. So he instructs them to bring another one in its place. V'main shamel he. But if that's the only one available, so again, we tell them, be smart about this, keep quiet, don't say a word. What's this thing about being smart and keeping quiet? So Rashi says the whole idea is that you don't want it to be public knowledge that the carbon became Tameh, because people are going to think that you're allowed to bring a carbon yachid that becomes Tameh as well. The whole din of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur is only Tumah Duchuya B'tzibur is only Tumah Hutra Duchuya B'tzibur. If everyone knows that a carbon becomes Tameh and we're bringing it, people are going to start to get confused and think you're allowed to do the same thing with the carbon yachid. So that's why we tell him to keep himself quiet. This Rashi does not appear over here. It's a Rashi Maseches Menachos that says like this. So that's what the Achronim say, to explain Rashi, that we tell him to keep quiet, that people shouldn't think that this was brought even l'chadchila, and that the same thing could be done with a carbon yachid. So we tell him, okay, pardon me, Elim Kvasim, they became Tamei, so let him bring another one. If there is no other one, keep quiet. So my love, Parim Elim Kvasim Dechag, which Parim Elim Kvasim are we talking about? Aren't these the carbonos of the Chag, which are a carbon sibur? And still we say that if there's another one available, go bring another one, don't bring these. So you see that Tumah is not Hutra B'tzibur. If Tumah were Hutra B'tzibur, there would not even be a preference to bring another one. You would just use these, it would be totally fine. Elamai, there's another Raya to Rav Sheshes, that Tumah is Dechuya B'tzibur. Answers the Gemara, Amalach Rav Nachman, Lo Parim Parav Lo. We're not talking about Pari Chag. Parim paravod zara. When we say parim, we're talking about the paravod zara. Afalgav de tibur hu, kiven de lo kivil ezman mahadrinan. That even though it's a carbon tibur, the din of tumah hutra b'tibur only works for carbonos tibur that have a zman kavua. But a paravod zara does not have a zman kavua. So even though it's the whole tibur din of zara that's bringing this par, but it doesn't have a zman kavua, and mele no one holds tumah hutra b'tibur on a carbon that does not have a zman kavua. Eilim, when we talk about bringing ayil, by ayolo shel Aaron, the alphagav de kaviyah lezman, kiven de yachru madrinon. That's talking about the ayil of Aaron, which is a carbon yachid. So since it's a carbon yachid, again, we're not going to say tuma hutra, because tuma is only hutra b'tzibur. It's not hutra b'yachid. And kvasim b'keves habayim ha'omer, dikishirayim la'achila. And by the keves, when we talk about the bring kvasim, we're talking about the keves that's brought together with the carbon omer, where there's shirayim la'achila, where a chelik of the carbon gets eaten. And we said that's another exception to the rule of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. Whenever any part of it gets eaten, we don't apply Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. Tosus raised an interesting point over here in Dibur Maskel Kivin Di Yachid Hu Madrinan, that whenever it's a carbon yachid, certainly we're not going to say Tumah is Hutra. So it says Tosus V'temeli V'haikulu Mikrai, a few lines in Tosus V'haikulu Mikrai Nafki Periketz Atzolin. All of this is derived, all these drushes are derived from Psukim in Mesachas Psachim. V'haidabr Moshe Esmadei Hashem Akaz of Kava Moed Echad. So, why would it be that for some karbanos we would say that it's dechuya, and for some karbanos we would say that it's hutra? Meaning, we're saying over here that when it's a karban yachid, then it's for sure only dechuya. But if it's a karban sibur, then it would be hutra. Well, if it's all derived from the same psukim, then why would some be hutra, some be dechuya? So, it says Tosfos Yesh Lomar, Lemandi Amar Tumah Heterhi Bikulu hutar tuma midal raisa. If yol tuma sutra betzibur, you hold that whenever we waive the problem of tuma, it's always hutra on a daraisa level. Elamid rabbanon gazra hudavi carbon yachad lahadra tahorin. But when there's a carbon yachad that we allow to be brought betuma, mid rabbanon we say that we treat it like dechuya and not like hutra. And certainly if you hold it's dechuya, then everything is dechuya. But even if, but the chiddush of Tosfos is that if you hold tumas hutra betzibur, granted by yachid we're going to say it's only dechuya, not hutra, but that's only din midrabban midaraisa. There's no reason to be mechalik between them. Now the third raya, meisvei says more dam shenitma v'zarku b'shogeg. If dam became tameh and you were zorik the dam, so if you did it b'shogeg, it works, the carbon works. If you did it b'mezid, it doesn't work. So again, the bottom line is, even though apparently you have the tzitz that's being merata, makes the carbon work, the Rabbanan, as Rashi points out, b'mezid lo hurtza, the Rabbanan made a knas that the basar cannot be eaten, but the bailim gets their kaparav, so that it not be a problem of chulun lazara, midaraisa, it works. But the bottom line is, we see that it's not heter, that it's only dechuya. So says Mar Kitanya, he de yachid. Yeah, that's because we're talking about the dam of a carbon of a yachid. We're not talking about the dam of a carbon of a tzibur. And a carbon yachid, as we said, is for sure only dechuya. It's for sure not going to be hutra, even when we allow tuma by a carbon yachid. Tosas didn't like the whole understanding that Rashi has of that raya. If you look at Tosas, dam shenitma v'zarku b'mezel lohurtza, tamely, my parach, what's the raya? Halo hurtza dekamer hainu lahatir basar b'achila. When we say that it's low hurtza, if you did it b'mezid, it doesn't mean that the carbon doesn't work. The carbon does work. It just means you're not allowed to eat it. U'baham odu kuleyamid l'achil l'amrin hatir b'tzibur. And no one ever says tumas hutra for achila. Tumas hutra just means for the avod of the carbon. Va'ol d'chorim mashma d'lo parach alamad yamar hetri b'tzibur. Va'amay filo man yamar d'chuyu l'frach. Why is this only a kasha on the shita of the tumas hutra b'tzibur, not on the shita of the tuma is d'chuyu b'tzibur? K'mal man yamar hetri d'al karch lo pligi ala aduri atahor and kodim akravas akarban. Avum kvar karav akarban b'halo pligi. The whole machlokas, whether tuma hutra or tuma d'chuya, is do you have to look for a kohen who's tahor, for a karban that's tahor, when you have things that are tummy in front of you? But if it's already done, it's already over, you already shechted, you already makrav, everything's already done, it's just an issue of the dam, then everyone would agree that you go ahead with it, even if you're al tumah d'chuya. So what does it mean? What's our raya from the fact that b'mezid lo hurtza only against the sheet of tumah hutra? It's a raya against everybody, against the sheet of tumah d'chuya also. So Tosfos says you have to touch it up a little differently. V'yesh lomar, deparuk shapir l'mad yamar heter hi, denihila achilu lesle heter hi, when do we say that hutra does not work for the part of the carbon that gets eaten? That's when the part of the carbon that gets eaten actually became tamei. Aval hacha de basar lo itmi, over here the meat of the carbon didn't become tamei. Havle le mishri afilu ba'achila, so we should allow it to get eaten. Kivin de mekel kulehai disle tumah de gavri uda'olin heterhi. Meaning, if we're going to be so mekel when the guy becomes tamei, or when the part of the carbon that gets burnt on the mizbeach becomes tamei, then we're going to say that it's heter gamur. So the part of the carbon that gets eaten, which never became tamei, should for sure be mutter to eat. But if you hold tumah d'chuya, we understand why we're hesitant to allow eating part of the carbon. Since we would be so machmir about tumah issues relating to this carbon, namely when the parts that are hukrav or the parts or the guy becomes tameh, we're machmir and we say that it's only d'chuya. So we can understand why we would be machmir on meat, even when the meat itself is in fact not tamei, because we see that we have this general attitude of a chumrah when it comes to a carbon that had become tamei. So it's a little more logical to carry that chumrah over to the ne'echalin, to the part of the carbon that gets eaten, even if the part that's eaten is not in fact tamei. So now raya number four, tashema al ma tzitz meratza. This brings us into the topic of the ritzoy tzitz. We know that we saw in Maseches Pesachim, Mishnah Pesachim tells us that tzitz is meratza on tumas carbon. If a carbon has a tumah problem and the Kohen Gadol has his tzitz, the Kadosh LaHashem, the gold plate that he wears on his head, Kadosh LaHashem, so that allows that carbon to be acceptable to the Ribono Shel Olam. So tashma al ma tzitz meratza. What types of problems does the tzitz help for. Al adam v'al basar v'al chelav shenitma dam basar chelav of the animal that became tamei bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid, whether it happened b'shogeg b'mezid bein b'onas bein b'ratzon bein b'yachid bein b'tzibur. Tzitz meratza means that the tzitz allows for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makes it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the karban. But it sounds like that's begrudgingly. That's not something that's just, it's no problem at all. You need the tzitz to push that karban through. But if you're going to say that Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, why do I need Ritzoy Tzitz? The karban doesn't need to be pushed through. It's totally fine. It's Hutra B'tzibur. So again, a raya to Rav Sheshes, the Tumah must only be Duchuya B'tzibur. So Rav Nachman responds, no, kikatani atzitz meratze adi yachid. When do we say the tzitz is meratze? Not on all of these cases that we brought. Beim shog, beim onus, beim brasa, beim yachid, beim tzibur. No, it's only on the case of yachid. Viba yisei mafil tem b'tzibur b'hanach t'lok v'yel azman. Or it could be talking about tzibur, but we're talking about something that's not kavua zman, and something that doesn't have zman kavua. Everyone agrees there is no tumah hutra b'tzibur. So again, with all these rayas, what emerges from this whole discussion is that there are several exceptions. Even if you hold Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, there are several exceptions to that rule. Anything that's the achila, like Shiari Mincha, it's not Hutra B'tzibur. Anything that's that does not have a Zman Kavua is not Hutra B'tzibur. Anything that's a Karban Yachid that we allow B'tzibur is not Hutra B'tzibur. And then we're about to see that Tanoim, in the context of Tzitz, already have this machlok, it's about Tumah Hutra, Tumah Duchiyah B'tzibur. And that's the fifth Raya. Meisivei, the Gemara says, will bring another Raya, but this Raya is going to work in the other direction. Now we're going to have a raya finally for Rav Nachman against Rav Sheshes. This is going to be a raya that Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur. The Nasa Aaron is Avon HaKadshim, that Aaron bears, he carries the Avon of the sin of Kadshim. V'chieza Avon Hu Nosei. What sin is he carrying on his shoulders and he pushing through? Im Avon Pigel, if it's a problem of Pigel, Harei Kvar Nemar Lo Yiratze. It already says Lo Yiratze, that doesn't work. V'im Avon Nosar, Harei Kvar Nemar Lo Yichashev. Avon Nosar, also not going to help. So Ha'inu Nosei Ela Avon Tuma Shehutru Mechala B'tzibur. So what does it mean that Aaron is able to bear the sin on his shoulders and push the carbon through? We're talking about what sin? The sin of Tuma. So you see that Tuma is Hutru Mechala. So you see that, and what's the lashon we use? That it's hutra. This price uses the lashon of hutra. If you look at Rashi on the top, ha'inu nosei hal lashon me'ata hu me'ata iata motzi she'e nosei ela avon korban tuma. Umayshna de shadin le lekula hol matzinu ba kal echad shuhutra letzibur mechal isra shabiyachid hilkul shadi benami lekula she had tzitz merata osa bekarben yachid meaning once we have one kula bait we apply the other kula that tzitz is merata but katani mia shehutra betzibur. The point over here is we're not deriving so much from the halacha as we are from the language. The language we chose to use over here is that tumah is Hutra Mechlala. So you see that there is this concept of Hutra B'tzibur. So since it's Hutra, that's a riot to Rav Nachman against Rav Sheshes. It's Kashal Rav Sheshes. So says the Gemara, it's not Kashal Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes would tell you that it's in fact that Rav Sheshes does not claim that everybody holds Tumas Duchiyah B'tzibur. He claims it's Machlokas Tanaim, and he paskins like the Shita that Tumas Duchiyah B'tzibur. But Ein Achinami, there is another Shita that holds Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur. Where do we find this machlokas Tanaim? Tanaihi. The Tanya, we have the Braisa that says as follows. Tzitz, bein sheyeshna al mitzcha, bein sheyeshna al mitzcha, meratze div Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that tzitz of the Kohen Gadol will work whether the Kohen Gadol is currently wearing it or not. Meaning, even if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it at the time, it's still going to be meratze. Rabbi Yehuda omer, odeu al mitzcha meratze, ein odeu al mitzcha ein meratze. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, no, if the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, then it's going to be meratze. If the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it, it's not going to be meratze. Beis Halevi raises a suffix in his tshuvas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that tzitz is meratze only if it's on the Metzach of the Kohen Gadol. Does he have to be wearing the other Big Day Kuna as well? Or does he just need to be wearing the tzitz even without the other Big Day Kuna? So he says, misvar, it seems that he has to be wearing all the Big Day Kuna, because otherwise the tzitz doesn't have a shame Big Day Kuna, because there's a Gemara that has a drasha in Zvachim that Bizman Shebigdeyim Aleim Kuhunasim Aleim, Ein Bigdeyim Aleim Ein Kuhunasim Aleim. He doesn't have a status of Kuhuna when he's not wearing his Big Day Kuna. So if he doesn't have a status of Kuhuna when he's not wearing his Big Day Kuna, if he's wearing just the tzitz and not the other Big Day kahuna. It's like a zar wearing the tzitz. It's like a non-kohen wearing the tzitz. So that the tzitz al mitzvah shel kohen gadol means when he is a kohen gadol. When he is a kohen gadol means that he's actually wearing the various big de kahuna. The Dvar Avraham is not so convinced by that. He thinks that when we say that he has to be wearing the begadim in order to have a shem kohen, that means b'shas avoda. But shelo b'shas avoda, he has a shem kohen anyway, even without the big de kahuna. But he says there's another reason he has to be wearing all the begadim, says the Dvar Avraham. He has to be wearing all the begadim because there is an order to the levishas habegadim. You can't just put on whichever beged you want. There's a seder hadvarim to which beged comes first. And the last beged to be placed on is the tzitz. So you can't get the tzitz on unless you're wearing the other big day kahuna, based on the order that you have to follow in terms of the big day kahuna. So okay, that's the discussion whether you need to be wearing the other begadim. But the machlokas tanaim over here, be that as it may, the machlokas tanaim is whether the tzitz is maratze even when the kohen gadol is not wearing it. So Rabbi Shimon thinks yes. Rabbi Yehuda says no. It's only maratze when the kohen gadol is wearing it. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon says, I'll prove to you that it's maratze even when the kohen gadol is not wearing it. What happens on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol goes lefnai v'lefnim. He only wears big day lavan. He doesn't wear big day zahav lefnai v'lefnim. So he's not wearing the tzitz. What happens when there's tumah with the carbon in Yom Kippur? So he says Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim yochiach she'eino deyo al mitzvah. It's certainly not on the mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol umiratze. And yet you still see that it's miratze. So Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says hanach leKohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim she'tumah. Hutra lo b'tzibur. Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur is different because that's all Karbanos Tzibur that we're dealing with, and Tumas Hutra b'tzibur, you don't need the tzitz on Yom Kippur. It's Hutra, so there's no need for the tzitz. Now, why does Rabbi Shimon think there is a need for the tzitz on Yom Kippur? What happened to Tumah b'tzibur? So Rabbi Shimon holds, yeah, there's a din that Tumah is okay b'tzibur, but it's only d'chuya. So you need the tzitz. Mechlal, Rabbi Shimon savar, Tumah d'chuya hi b'tzibur. That's the Nekudas HaMachlokas over here. Rabbi Yehuda holds Tumas Hutra, so there's no need for the tzitz. It's heter gamer. It's 100% mutter. What do you need the tzitz for? Rabbi Shimon says, no, tumah's only dechuya b'tzibur. So you do need the tzitz to be meratze. If the tzitz were broken, everyone would agree it for sure doesn't work. Meaning, when even Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't need to be on the Kohen Gadol himself, it doesn't have to be on him, but it's got to exist. If it's broken, it's for sure no good. They argue if it's just hanging on a peg somewhere, it's hanging in the closet. Rabbi Yehuda savar al meitzach v'nasa. Rabbi Yehuda says al meitzach v'nasa, that it's only when it's al mitzchah, that's when he's no se'avon. Rabbi Shimon savar tamid l'ratzon l'fnei Hashem. That no, it's constantly l'ratzon l'fnei Hashem. My tamid, what does constantly mean? Ilei metamid al mitzchah, if it means that it's constantly on his meitzach, mi mishkach asla. Is that really true? Is that even possible that it's going to be tamid on the meitzach of the Kohen Gadol? Milo bay meil beis hakisei? Milo bay meinam? What, does the Kohen Gadol never have to go to the bathroom? Does the Kohen Gadol never have to go to sleep? He has to do all of these things. So it's never going to be tamid on his forehead. Ela tamid maratzahu. What it means to say is that even though it's not tamid on his forehead, he's not always wearing it, but it's tamid meratzeh, says Rabbi Shimon. That even when he's not wearing it, it's still going to be meratzeh. So apparently, Rabbi Shimon's raya is that tamid can't mean that it's always on him because he's going to have times where he's going to have to take it off. The Sfasemes raises the question, wait a second, what did we say? Why are there times that he's going to have to take it off? Because he has to go to sleep sometimes. So let him sleep wearing the tzitz also. Why can't he sleep wearing the tzitz? So we know there's halacha, you're not allowed to sleep wearing tefillin. So it must be the same thing with the tzitz. The Gemara is about to compare tefillin to tzitz. The tefillin is more kedusha than the tzitz. So whatever is usher to do with the tzitz, you're not allowed to do with the tefillin. So maybe it relates to that. The din that you're not allowed to sleep when you wear tefillin is a din d'rabbanan. It's not a din d'oraisa. So this isn't the greatest raya. Milo bay meinam, that he needs to go to sleep. Yeah, let him sleep with the tzitz. On a daraisa level, it's totally mutter to sleep with the tzitz. The Ar Sameach just adds, and that even on the Beis Hakisei issue, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Alfam Beis has to bring a makar that the king is not allowed to go with his Sefer Torah into the Beis Hakisei based on V'haisi Imo V'kara, that only in a place that you're allowed to read from the Sefer Torah, you're allowed to bring it. You're not allowed to read from it in the Beis Hakisei, can't bring it. Sounds like otherwise you would have been allowed to bring it. So who says the tzitz midaraisa can't go into the Beis Hakisei? It doesn't seem appropriate, but midaraisa, is there really a problem problem with it. So the Sfasemis explains that the Gemara's kasha is that it's clear in the Pesukim that Sheyil B'Shem Tamid Lefnei Hashem, that not only whenever he's wearing the tzitz, it has to be in a state of being Lefnei Hashem. So it's not that there's the Isser of bringing the tzitz into the bathroom, or the Isser of going to sleep with the tzitz. It's that he's not Lefnei Hashem, and therefore it's not considered that he's wearing it at that time when he's not Lefnei Hashem. Rabbeinu Tam, one last point, Rishonim quote from Rabbeinu Tam, the Ritva and others quote from Rabbeinu Tam, the Raya from here, that there's no Isser to go outside of the Beis HaMikdash with the tzitz. It's only when he's sleeping or the Beis HaKiseh, the Gemara says, how could it possibly be that he has to constantly wear it, because he has to sleep, he has to go to the Beis HaKiseh. What about the fact that he has to leave sometimes, that he can't stay there forever? So the tzitz is not always going to be al mitzchah. So apparently, yes, somebody has to leave. He can leave the Azara with the tzitz al mitzchah, which is quite a chiddush that he's allowed to do that. The Ritva says it can't be. It can't be that the tzitz is more kal than the other big tekuna. He's not allowed to walk out with the other big tekuna. He's allowed to walk out with the tzitz. Very difficult to understand. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue. That discussion goes well into the next daf tomorrow. Oh, yeah.